Good morning, Dale.
You know, we're all hoping that 2017 is the year that Garth Brooks comes to town. He told me early on that because he did those one-off shows at the Sprint Center here, that we were going to be at the back of the line for the tour. Is that going to be 2017?
Probably. But, you know, tonight we can see him for free on AT&T.com. It's his Yankee Stadium live show that he taped a couple weeks ago. And then tomorrow, Garth performs on Good Morning America. Cole Swindell's been opening for his buddy's Florida Georgia Line, and they just gave him an end-of-tour gift, a golf membership, as golfing is Cole's favorite thing to do.
That's cool.
I know why Billy Currington's always in such great shape. He used to be a personal trainer.
I know why he's always in kind of a good mood. I think he's been hanging on Willie Nelson's bus too long.
He does on occasion. You're right. Growing up, the house Keith Urban and his family lived in on their farm in Australia burned down. So for almost a year, they lived in the tin shed on their property. Even though Keith and his brother had to share a twin bed for a year, he says it's still a great memory.
Do you think Keith tells those stories to his kids, kind of like my grandmother used to do to me, that she walked to school uphill both ways in 12 feet of snow?
Yeah, it's his snow story. You're right.
We had it rough, kid.
There's no snow in Australia. Sam Hunt's off now till next year and says, I appreciate time with family and having a love life, as the past couple years it's been all about music. Sam says his second record will come out after he takes some time for himself. And finally, Trisha Yearwood is on The Chew today. Then Chris Stapleton performs on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. I'm Nashville Kat with the nitty gritty from Music City. I'm back tomorrow with more news and dish on 94.1 KFKF.